USA Radio News.
A large number of the nearly 6,000 Central American migrants camped out at the U.S.-Mexico border in Tijuana are unsure what to do next. U.S. Border Patrol officers used tear gas to drive back hundreds who tried to rush the border fence. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin joins Fox News and talks about the tear gas that was used.
The use of tear gas is not a new practice. The Obama administration used it a lot. And to President Trump's point, he's absolutely correct that you as a parent should be more responsible in not bringing your child into that setting where tear gas has been used in the past and was possibly going to be used again.
A spokesman for the Walter Reed Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland, says there was not an active shooter today. There was, however, a drill. People who did not know about the drill called for help and posted on social media that there was an active shooter forcing a lockdown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/cyberweek. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
General Motors will close several plants in the United States and Canada while slashing 15% of its salaried workforce. The company will offer fewer cars for sale while boosting production of trucks, SUVs, and crossover vehicles. Chief White House economist Larry Kudlow was asked about the GM layoffs.
Obviously, there's a lot of disappointment, even anger. I've heard it, again, from Mr. Trudeau, from President Trump, from Democrats and Republicans.
And as far as how this will affect the economy?
Holiday season layoffs from GM, brutal, all right? Very disappointing. Will it affect the overall economy? I don't think so.
The Pacific Northwest Christmas Tree Association says that there's a shortage of noble fir trees across America. The organization says the shortage was due to the Great Recession back in 2008, where there was a huge surplus prompting growers to plant fewer trees to save money. Also this year, expect to pay 10% more for that noble fir Christmas tree. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Tyler Reddick captured the 2018 NASCAR Xfinity Series Championship in just his first year of competing full-time in the series. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Reddick and ask him what clicked the last five races of the season.
We just kind of honed in on what exactly we were, I guess, lacking, and that was more or less consistency and just finishing the job, taking home the finishes we needed to, whereas in the past probably being too aggressive and just not finishing those races. So the playoffs, you can't afford to have any poor finishes. You can't rent out of a race, and have that in mind. And we just knew that if we wreck or if we have a bad race without winning in that round of the playoffs, that we weren't going to advance. So we had to keep that in mind as we raced and just be a little bit smarter than some of the other guys were being at times. So I guess you could say it paid off.
It certainly did pay off. So what is the best piece of advice that you received from team owner Dale Earnhardt Jr. during this whole race through the chase?
You know, he right before Homestead, you know, he just reminded me that, hey, you know, just don't forget, you know, you got a group of guys that really believe in you. You just make sure you do everything you can going into that race to win a championship. And once we got to that point, yeah, we did everything we could. We, in every front possible.
NASCAR will honor Reddick for winning the Xfinity Series Friday night in Charlotte. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.